ぼ
Sahaviryam karavavahai Tejasvinavaditamastu mavidvishavahai Om Shanti 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 Guru Brahma Guru Vishnu Guru Devo Maheshwara Guru Reva Param BrahmaTasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Samasta Jana Kalyane Niratam Karunamayam Namami Chinmayam Devam Satgurum Brahma Vidvaram Satchidananda Rupaya Vishvotpatyadi Hetave Tapatraya Vinashaya Shri Krishnaya Vayam Numaha.
Devuti asks Kapil Bhagwan, his son, please tell me about Purush and Prakriti. I want to know about these two. In other words, in our Vedantic language, I want to know about Atma and Anatma. Please tell me about that. Lord Kapil starts in this chapter, chapter number 26 of Canto 3. He says, knowing Prakriti, you will be vimuchyate, you will be freed. By knowing Prakriti, you will be freed. And by getting the knowledge of self, Hriday Granthi, the knot of ignorance or knot of hurt, will be destroyed or cut. Knot will be cut or it is destroyed. So, if we come to know about Prakriti and Purush, their characteristics, then one thing is guaranteed, Mukti is guaranteed. Mukti is guaranteed. So what is Purush? But we should also know this thing. Na anya pantha vidyate ayanaya. There is no other way for mukti. So for mukti there is only one way. What is that way? We have to know the nature of anatma. We have to know the nature of atma. Only two things are there. We have to know the characteristic of both. That's all. So what is Purush? So in summary, Kapil Bhagwan said, Purush is anadi, beginningless, anadi. Then he is nirgun, without gun. He is all-pervading. He is self-effulgent. You don't need any other instrument to know him. And he brought these elements together. Five elements were there, and he brought them together. Earlier also we have seen, Lord created, but nobody was mixing. So when he came into the picture, they started mixing. And what is this Prakriti? Prakriti, Purush. Purush means that Brahman. He accepted. Nirgun Nirakar Brahman accepted Prakriti for creation of universe. So Nirgun Nirakar himself cannot create anything. He has to take the help of Prakriti to create this whole universe. Now, in this universe, there is another Purush. The same Purush identified, seeing the charm of Prakriti, he got identified with this Prakriti and he became Jiva. Same Purush. We all know the definition of Sakshi and Jeev. Apply that. It is the same Chetan. When he identified with the Prakriti, his knowledge of Atman was covered. His knowledge of Atman was covered, and he thought that I am doer. I am doer means who is doing? There are two things, Atma and Anatma. Atma is a karta. If Atma is a karta, who is karta? Karta is Anatma. It is the Prakriti who is karta. But this Purush who got deluded and got identified with BMI, he started thinking, I am karta. So this wrong notion that I am karta is the cause of bondage. Cause of bondage means then he goes into the cycle of birth and death. So identification is the main cause of our sorrow. Identification is the main cause of our sorrow. After this, Devuti now asks, verse number 9.
Devuti ruvacha prakriti purushasyapi lakshanam purushottama bruhi karanayorasya sadasaccha yadatmakam.
Bruhi purushottam. Purushottam is a Bhagwan. Devuti is addressing her own son, Kapil, as Bhagwan. Purushottam, he is a Purush, Uttam Purush. Bruhi, please explain, please tell me. What? Prakriti, Prakriti means his Maya. Whose Maya? Purushasya. Purushasya. That Brahman or that Purush, please tell me about his Maya. What you want to know? Lakshanam, I want to know the characteristics. Characteristics of Prakriti, I want to know. Why? She says, karanayo asya sadasat yadatmakam. It is the karan, it is the cause of this whole universe. How is this universe? Sat and asat. Gross or subtle. Manifested or unmanifest. Real or unreal. It is the cause of manifested, unmanifested. Or cause of gross and subtle. Gross and subtle. Yadatmakam. So kindly also tell me, O Purushottam, the characteristics, lakshan of Prakriti and Purush, the two causes of this universe. The whole universe has come because of these two, Purush and Prakriti. Know it for sure, Purush himself, when he is nirgun nirakar, he cannot create anything. And Prakriti, which is inert, itself can also not create anything. When these two are together, then their creation will come into existence. And how is this universe, which is gross and subtle form, is nothing but a manifestation of these two? The whole universe is manifestation of these two. So Prakriti is connected to both Purush and Jiva. Is it clear? Prakriti is connected to Purush, that Brahman. Prakriti is connected to Jiva also, because we are identified with the Prakriti. So Prakriti is connected to both. Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, same thing, same thought. Aham sarvasya prabhavo matta sarvam pravartate iti matva bhajante maam buddha bhava samanvita. Aham sarvasya prabhavo, I am the source of all. Clearly Bhagavan says, I am the source of all. How? As a Bhagavan, when he is associated with Prakriti, he is the source of everything. Matta sarvam pravartate, everything evolves from me. Everything evolves from me. Iti matva bhajante maam buddha. Buddha, those who are intelligent people, wise people, they worship me. Why they worship me? They know. What they know? That I am the cause of everything. Everything evolves from me, and I am the source of all. Bhava savanvita, loving consciousness, loving Bhagwan. They all worship Bhagwan. Why? Because Bhagwan is source of everything. Therefore, they worship. Then also it is said in Bhagavad Gita, Yachapi sarva bhutanam bijam tadham arjuna na tadasti binayasyat maya bhutam characharam. So whatever is there in this world, I am the seed. Bhagavan said, whatever is there in the world, seed I am. So original seed of mango tree, who is that? Bhagavan. And that bija abhyam, it is imperishable. For all human beings, for all plant, for all animal, bird, who is bija? Who is the seed? Bhagavan is the seed. Abhyam. Na tadasti binayasyat maya bhutam characharam. And this char and achar, movable and immovable, they cannot exist without me. Whether anything is moving in this world or achar, immovable, they cannot exist without me. They cannot exist without me means what? Without I lend my principle of existence to immovable things, they can't exist. This table is existing because the existence part, principle of existence is there. We have got two things is expressed, sat and chit. We are existing and we are chit also. We are not inert, we are sentient. So in living being, immediately we see sat and chit. And ananda also we experience. Ananda also we experience. But we don't know the source of ananda. We think the objects of the world are giving me ananda. It is the same ananda. But we superimpose that ananda on objects and we think they are giving me. Pitaham asya jagato mata dhata pitamah. I am pita, I am father, I am mother, and dhata, I support also, I maintain this, and pitamah, I am grandfather also. So how do you explain that he is mother, he is father, he is grandfather also? Pita means what? He is the efficient cause, nimitta karan. He has got the intelligence. Mata means what? Is the material cause, upadan karan. Upadan karan. He is the nimitta karan. He is upadan. He is the material cause. He is efficient cause. For creating anything, you need intelligence. So who is giving that intelligence? Ishwar is giving. Paramatma is giving that. Who is this Paramatma? One who is associated with Prakriti is Paramatma. One who is associated with Prakriti is Paramatma. And what is the material cause? Prakriti. Prakriti. Prakriti is the cause, which has got five great elements and all that. So Mata is Upadan Karan, Pita is that Ishwar. But how come he is Pitama? He is Pitama because he is Brahman. He has given his sentiency to Paramatma or Ishwar. And he has taken the help of Prakriti, Upadan Karan. So he is Pitamaha also. As a Nirgun Nirakar Brahma, he is Pitamaha. He has given sentience to Ishwar, Brahma Vishnu Mahesh. You will create, you will sustain, and you will dissolve. Mamyoni Mahat Brahma Tasmin Garbham Dadhamam. My womb is great, Prakriti, Bhagwan says. This Prakriti is my great womb. And in that, what I do, tasmin garbham dadhamyam, in which I put the seed. It is not placing of seed like a father gives seed to mother. No. It is just the chitta sakti. Chitta sakti means the consciousness. Lord lends consciousness. That's all. So in Prakriti we find two stages. One is the abhyakta, another is vyakta. Unmanifest and manifest. There are two types of Prakriti. Unmanifest, abhyakta. In dissolution time everything goes into abhyakta, unmanifest. And then again come into manifestation. So first thing which comes is the Mahatattva. From Abhyakta comes the Mahatattva. We have seen Mahatattva, then Ahankar, then we have seen Tanmatra, then we have seen five great elements, etc., etc. We have seen. So who is the ruler, controller of this Prakriti? It is Bhagwan. So we have already seen it earlier also. And devotee also want to know the relationship between Purush and Prakriti. What is the relation? Who is superior? Who is controller? Who is governor? In Tattva Bodh we have seen Brahmasraya Trigunatmika Maya Asti. Brahmasraya. Who is the Asraya? Asraya is Brahma. And how is this Maya, this Prakriti? Trigunatmika. It has got three gun. You all know Sattva, Rajas and Tamas. So these three gun, which is Maya, they are dependent on Brahma. Brahma is not dependent on Maya. We have to understand this. Maya is dependent on Brahman. Brahman is not dependent on Maya. Brahman can stay without Maya, but Maya cannot stay without Brahman. This is to be very clear. So Lord is Mayapati, we know. And who is Mayadas? We all are Jiva or Mayadas. Maya is controlling all of us. Why it is controlling all of us? Because we have identified with it, that's all. Only this much we have. Itna hi galti kiya humne. We got identified with the Prakriti and we are caught.
Sri Bhagavan Uvacha Yattat Trigunam Avyaktam Nityam Sadasadatmakam Pradhanam Prakritim Prahuhu Vishesham Visheshavata.
Yattat. Yat means further. Tat means that. That Trigunat Trigunam Avyaktam. Avyaktam means unmanifested. How is that? Trigunam. Trigunam. Nityam, it is eternal. In unmanifested, it's always there. Purush is there, his Shakti is also there. So Purush and Shakti remains always together. It is Nitya. And how is this Sad Asadatmakam? Is it consisting of cause and effect? We will find a cause and effect relationship. Many times we have seen. We will see that. Pradhanam Prakritim. Pradhanam means unmanifest form of Prakriti is called Pradhan. So one name of Prakriti which is unmanifest is called Pradhan. You will find this word also. Pradhan. Prakritim Pahu Abhisesam. Abhisesam means when it is not differentiated. It is in the seedal form. When in the state of Abhyakta form, everything is in the seedal form. Seedal form. Abhises. Vishes means special. Manifested is Vishes. Abhises. When there is no differentiation. And Visheshvat. Visheshvat. When it expresses as manifest, then it will become Vishes. So from Abhyakta Prakriti, when Mahatattva comes, we say Mahatattva is Vishes. But when it is Abhyakta, in Abhyakta state, Mahatattva cannot be seen, or Tanmatra cannot be seen, Ahankar cannot be seen, or five great elements cannot be seen. So it is Abhisesa, undifferentiated. From unmanifested, undifferentiated Pradhan or Abhyakta Prakriti comes Vyakta Prakriti. Vyakta Prakriti. Okay, the Bhagavan says, the wise speak of Pradhan as Prakriti. You see, unmanifested, Abhyakt and Vyakt, both are only Prakriti only. But to indicate Abhyakt, we use the word Pradhan. The moment Pradhan comes, what? We should think, oh, Abhyakt state is being referred here. So Abhyakt and Vyakt, both are Prakriti only. So wise says Abhyakt, Pradhan or Prakriti is one and same. One is unmanifest, other is manifest. Prakriti is manifest. Pradhan is unmanifest. And this Prakriti consists of three guna, which is unmanifest, abhyakta, eternal, nitya, and exists both as cause and effect. Cause and effect, Abhyakta is the cause, Mahatattva is effect. So Mahatattva becomes cause, Ahankar becomes effect. Ahankar becomes cause, Tanmatra becomes effect. Tanmatra becomes cause, then gross element becomes effect. It is cause and effect relationship is there. Sad asat, asatatmakam, cause and effect. And which though undifferentiated in its causal state is the source of distinct tattva category, that is mahatattva and etc. So it has got two stages. Abhyakta state, undifferentiated, abhishesh. Then it becomes vishesh. Vishesh means vyakta, manifest. So pradhan is the subtle, undifferentiated sum total of material element, abhyakta. And what is prakriti? When total material element manifest with three gun, it is called prakriti. It is vyakta state starting from mahatattva. So this pradhan is not time. We want to differentiate time right from here. Pradhan is not time. Time is different from pradhan. In time, there are actions and reactions, creations and dissolution. It is also not sentient. This prakriti, whether you call it pradhan, abhyakta, or prakriti, which is vyakta, it is inert. Both are inert. And abhyakta prakriti is said to be here as nitya. Nitya. Next.
Panchabhir brahma chaturbhir dasavistatha etat chaturvinshatikam ganam pradhanikam viduhu.
Now the evolutes of prakriti and time will be discussed from verse number 11 to 18. So in verse number 11 it is said panchabhi. Panchabhi means five subtle element, tanmatra. Now you know these elements. Again panchabhi, five gross elements. Panchabhi, brahma, chaturbhi. Chaturbhi, what is fourfold things? Antakaran is fourfold. So five subtle elements and five gross elements and chaturbhi. Chaturbhi means antakaran chatushtaya, man, buddhi, chitta, ahankar. It is called chaturbhi. तथा एतत् चतुर्विंशति किम् ओ अच्छा दशभी देयर इज दशभी आल्सो दशभी मींस 10 सो व्हाट इज 10 विथ ऑल ऑफ अस फाइव ज्ञानेंद्रिय एंड फाइव कर्मेंद्रिया दैट मेक्स 10 सो फाइव सटल एलिमेंट फाइव ग्रॉस एलिमेंट एंड अंतकरण चतुष्टय एंड 10 ऑर्गन्स ऑफ परसेप्शन एंड एक्शन. Five organs of perception and five organs of action. Now you can add up five subtle element plus five gross element, 10 plus 4 antakaran chatushtaya, 14, five organs of perception, 14 plus 5, 19, then five organs of action plus 5 is equal to 24. So Bhagwan said, etat chaturvinsatikam. Now he says, whether you have added correctly or not, Bhagwan is saying it is 24. Ganam. Ganam is aggregate. The aggregate of all these is 24. Pradhanikam vidu. And they know comprising of pradhan. Comprising of pradhan, it is said. So these are evolutes of pradhan. Pradhan means unmanifest. From unmanifest, when it manifested, then it became all these things. Five subtle element, five gross element, antakaran chatushtay, five organs of perception, five organs of action. It is 24. Who says? Vidu, the knower of this, they all say this thing. In Tattvabodh also, if you have studied, you will find the same 24 elements. In Gita also, in chapter 13, you will find the same 24 element. So whether you study Bhagavad Gita or you study Bhagavatam, or you study Tattvabodh, you have to come to same point. Okay. And with this 24th tat, all forms are created. With the 24th tat, everything is created. Now, if whatever words are used in verse number 11, Bhagwan is going to explain each word. Five, what is this five gross element? What is this five subtle element? What is this antakaran chatushtaya? What is five organs of perception? What is five organs of action? One after another. He will explain, he will take up each word and explain. Next.
Mahabhutani panchaiva bhurapogni marutnavah tanmatrani chatavanti gandhadini matani me.
Now, Mahabhutani, five great elements he takes. What is this five great element? This is Panchava, they are five only. And you all know, Bhu means earth. Then Apa means water. Agni, fire. Maruta, air. Nava, ether or space. So there should not be any misunderstanding. He is giving us, what are these five great elements? What is five tanmatra? Tanmatra batao. What is this subtle element? So he said, tanmatrani cha tavanti gandhadani matani me. It is considered by me, matani me. It is my opinion. What is this? Gandhadini. So gandha is the element of earth. If you see in the first line, Bhagwan is narrating from gross to subtle. He started with earth and came to space. Now in the tanmatra also, he is starting with the gandha, because gandha is related to prithvi and adi. Now you have to add. Okay. So the gross elements are five: earth, water, fire, air, ether or space. The number of subtle elements, two in my opinion, just the same. They are smell, taste, color, form, touch and sound. We all know. Sabda, sparsa, rupa, rasa, gandha. We all know. Sabda, sparsa, rupa, rasa, gandha. Now you have to relate. Earth means bhu, prithvi. Prithvi, gandha. Then next is air, touch. Air is touch. And then fire. In fire we see form and color. And the water is the taste. Space is sound. So first came tanmatra. Tanmatra means sabda sparsa rupa rasa gandha came. When sabda sparsa rupa rasa gandha came, then came the gross element. For sabda came the space, for rasa came water, for sparsa came air, for rupa came fire. This way all these were developed. Okay, so out of 24, 10 discussed. Five gross element and five subtle element. Now another 10. 13, verse number 13.
Indriyani dasasrotram tvagdrik rasana nasikaha vakkarau charanau metram payur dasam muchate.
Now 10 indriyas, five organs of perception and five organs of action. What are those? Indriyani dasa srotram. Organs of perception is srotram. Is sense of hearing. Then tvak, touch. Then drik, sight. Then drik, then rasana.
Rasana
is the taste. Nasika, smell. So you got five organs of perception. So what is the five organs of action? Next line. Vaka means speech, organs of action. Then karo means hand. Charno, legs. Then medram is genitals. And payu, organs of evacuation. Dasam uchyate, these are 10, ho gaya. Five organs of perception and five organs of action. Okay, Bhagwan, you have all told all five. There is one four also. You told about five organs of perception, five organs of action. You told about five tanmatra. You told about five gross element also. What about the four? Bhagavan says, I will tell you. Just wait.
Mano buddhi ahankarah chittam iti antaratmakam chaturdha lakshate bhedah vritya lakshana rupaya.
See, I'm telling you what is this four. Mana, buddhi, ahankara, chittam, iti, antaratmakam. These are antaratmakam. These are internal, antahkaran vise. Internal organs. And organs of perception and organs of action are called bahikaran. They are external. This is antahkaran. So total how many organs we have got? Antahkaran 4, bahikaran 10 is equal to 14. We have got 14 instruments. And antahkaran is mana, mind, buddhi, intellect, ahankar, ego, and chittam. Chitta. Chittam is memory. Memory. Chaturdha lakshate. These are the four aspects. Lakshate. Lakshate means they are observed. Bhedo vritya. Bhedo means distinction. Vritya, it is all vrittis, you know. All vritti, mind, intellect, ego, and chitta, they are all thoughts only. But why we differentiate? Because their characteristics are different. Therefore, they are different. Lakshan rupaya, representing different characteristics. Different characteristics. So mind thought is different characteristic, buddhi thought is different characteristic, then ego is different characteristic, and chitta, memory is also of different characteristic. So what is mana? Mana is sankalpa vikalpa atmaka mana. It's a thought. When is the state of volition, whether I will go to the Bhagavad class or not class, it is mana. The moment you decide, no, I am going to attend the class, it is buddhi, same thought. It is buddhi. Ahankar, I am going to attend ahankar. Chitta, memory part, I remember. Tuesday morning 10:30, we have to be in class, chittam. Same thought, according to their characteristic, we divide it.
Etavaneva sankhyatah brahmana sagunasyah sannivesho maya proktah yah kala panchavingshakah.
Etavan, as much, bas. Etavan, so much is that, ev, just. Sankhyato, I have enumerated. 5 + 5 + 5 + 5, 20 + 4, enumerated 24. Ekdam thik se gina diya Bhagwan ne, there should not be any mistake. Sankhyato, brahmana sagunasya hai. Whose attributes are these? Sagun brahma. So what is sagun brahma? Who has accepted guna? Guna means sattva rajastamas. So Brahman associated with Maya or Prakriti is called Sagun Brahma. Who is Nirgun Brahma? Nirgun Brahma is that who is not associated with Prakriti or Maya. So Sagun Brahmasya etavan, so much, just enumerated. This much is your Sagun Brahma. Sanniveso, Maya Prokta, and this is the arrangement, Maya Prokta said by me, yah kala panchavish. But I am adding one more factor. The 25th factor. 24th to bata diya. Now the 25th factor, he says kal, time. So time is the 25th factor. Kapil Bhagwan says here. So sagun brahma means brahman plus prakriti manifested through guna of prakriti has been recognized by the knower of brahman. Who says this? Those who know about it. As consisting of 24 tattva just enumerated by me, plus time. So 24 plus 1, 25. So, our Chandogya Upanishad says, Sarvam khalu idam Brahma. Whatever we are seeing is Brahman only. Why? Whatever is seen is Brahman. Anything made of gold is always, all the arrangements are gold only. But the shape and size are different. That's all. Use is different. Similarly, all these 24 tattva and time came from that Maya, who is Brahmasraya, and which is inert. By itself, it can't do anything. When associated with Brahman, when it becomes Sagun Brahma, then all these things manifested. And with these 25 things, the whole world has created. Therefore, whole world is nothing but Bhagwan only. Like all ornaments, nothing but gold only. Similarly, the whole creation is nothing but Bhagwan only. In Vishnu Purana, it says, Parasya Brahmana Shakti. Everything is expansion of the Shakti of that Absolute Truth. What is the Shakti? Shakti is a Maya. Maya is Shakti. Everything came from Prakriti only. Nirguna Brahma can't create anything. With the help of Maya, he can create everything. So Brahman plus Prakriti is called Sagun Brahma and Nirguna Brahma. Without Prakriti, we call him Nirgun Brahma. So Sagun Brahma consists of 25 things. 5 plus 5 plus 5 plus 5, 20 plus 4 plus 1 kal, time.
Prabhavam paurusham prahuhu kalam eke yato bhayam ahankara vimudasya kartuf prakriti miyushah.
Prabhavam, influence, paurusham of God. The prabha of God, Sagun Brahma, prahu, it is said, kalam eka, in time, eke, sam, yato bhayam, from which comes the fear. It is the time which is the cause of fear. All the destruction happens or all the creation happens in time. So it is the cause of fear. Ahankara vimudasya, deluded by ego. We all are deluded by ego. Why we are deluded by ego? Because we all have identified. Identified with whom? With Paramatma. No. We have identified with Anatma. Therefore, we have got the ego. If we are connected to Paramatma, there will not be any ego. Khatam ho gaya. Jeev is Brahman only. When he is identified with the body, he is Jeev. Disidentified with the body, he is Brahman. He is Brahman. Ahankar vimurasya kartu prakritim iyusa. Because this has contracted with the body, he has become Jeev. Because of identification. So some people speak of Kal as destructive power of Purush, God, which causes fear to doer. Jeeva. We all fear time, na? Mera Kal aane wala hai. But people say, tumhara Kal aa gaya. His time is finished now. Who has come to identify himself with the Prakriti? If you are identified with the body, Kal is going to come. Definitely it will come. But if I don't identify with the body and identify with Atma, what will happen? No Kal, no Janma, no Mrityu. You are liberated. Ho gaya khatam. So with identification, we are deluded. And then the ego arises in us. And the cause is only identification. Only cause is identification. Bas, that's all. So bhayam ditya abhinivesata syat. The bhayam ditya abhinivesata syat. Bhagavata, it will come in Canto 11. Whenever you think there is somebody else there, bhai will come. Dityat. So fear of death is because of the false identification of ego with BMI. Therefore, there is a fear. We all know this body is born, it will die. Therefore, we are fearing. But after knowledge, there will not be any fear of death. Death will be there. After the knowledge of Prakriti and Purush, if we disidentify it with body and identify it with Brahman, what will happen? death of body will happen. But I will not fear. Why I will not fear? I am identified with the Brahman. How is Brahman? Without birth and without death. Anadi, Ananta. So become mukta. So there is no death of spirit. Fear of death develops when we identify with BMI, which is other than spirit. What is this body? Body is anatma. Anatma is different from atma. So when we identify with the anatma, then there is a fear. If I don't identify, there is no fear. So it is different from spirit. Anatma is different from atma. So if we engage in bhakti of Lord and surrender to Lord, we can also become free. Bhagavan has said in Bhagavad Gita, Mam eva ye prapadyante mayam etam tarantite. Devi aisa gunmai mam maya duratya. Bhagavan says, it is my maya. But you cannot cross yourself. Nahi ja sakte aap. Kya karna hoga Bhagavan? You surrender to me. Mam eva prapadyante, if you surrender to me, I will take you away from maya. माया में तरंती थे आपको पार करा देंगे क्रॉस कर देंगे सो बाय भक्ति वी कैन क्रॉस माया
प्रकृतेर गुणसाम्यस्य निर्विशेषस्य मानवी चेष्टायतस्य भगवान कालयितुपलक्षितः
ओ मानवी मानवी मींस डॉटर ऑफ मनु देवहूति बाय डॉटर ऑफ मनु वी ऑल नो So Bhagavan says, Manavi, listen, O mother. Prakrite guna samyas. There is a state when the gunas are not disturbed. Sattva, rajas and tamas are all in equal. There is no disturbance, no creation. It is called samya avastha. Sattva, rajas and tamas, there is no activity in that. It is samya avastha. They are not agitated. Prakrite guna samyas. Nirvisesasya, without specific quality, they are in the seedal form, abhyakta form. Abhyakta form. There is no vises there. There is no mahatattva there. It is in the seedal form. Cheshta yata sa bhagavan. Cheshta de movement. Cheshta means the movement. The movement yata from whom? Who is doing the movement? Sa bhagavan kala iti upalakshita. That bhagavan is kal. Is the time. It is the time which creates disturbance in those samyavastha of triguna and iti upalakshita, it is designated. So kal is the factor. And who is this kal? Bhagavan himself is the kal. Bhagavan himself is the kal and he is the factor which creates disturbance into these three guna samyavastha and the creation starts. A question comes from abhyakta to mahatattva. Why it happened? A question comes into mind. Kyun nahi soya raha? Why creation came into existence? So here explanation is given. As a matter of fact, Manvi, the Lord himself activates prakriti, which is in equilibrium state of sattva, rajas, tamas, gun, which admits of no particular name and form, is designated as kal. It is everything happens in time. We see in this creation, everything happens in time only. So unmanifested pradhan is being explained here. When it was the state of abhyakta, in abhyakta, sattva, rajas, tamas are all equilibrium. Equilibrium. There is no disturbance in that. Unless there is a disturbance in that, creation will not come into existence. So before manifestation, it was in equilibrium state with no interaction of three guna. There was no interaction. In this state, no creation is possible. Without the contact of Supreme, no creation is possible. Abhyakta is sitting there. Mahatattva is sitting there. Unless Chetan Tattva touches Mahatattva, creation will not happen. It is inert. It is inert. So when Bhagavan touched that, then everything starts working. Or We can explain this also this way. When the prarabdha of jiva fructify, then the disturbance happens. We all have done lot of actions in our different lives. Still we are acting. Still we are acting without studying Bhagavad Gita. How to act in the world is stated in Bhagavad Gita. So without exercising the instructions given by Bhagavan in Bhagavad Gita, we are all interacting in the world. And each action will bring reaction. Each karma will bring reaction. Uska fruit aayega. Good action will give you good result. Bad action will give you bad result. But when this action will come, result will come, we don't know. We know only one thing for sure, that action is to be done first and the fall will come later. This much we know. Fall will come later. But when this fall will come, we don't know. That we don't know. But we, so long we are jiva, we have to take birth to enjoy or suffer my karma, my actions, my deeds. Even if you do good karma and if you are not getting any result in this life, it is pending, it is there, it is not lost. You will be again taking birth to enjoy that punya, maybe going to higher loka. Or if you are born as a cow in the next birth, and because of punya you will get green grass. If the cow comes here in Yamunotri, it will not get green grass. It's all dry. Not irrigated. But if you go to Premalji's backyard, there is a the system is there continuously, they give water. So cow will get green grass. Why green grass? Because of prarabdha. See? Or if you've done a bad karma, that for that also you have to take janma, you have to take birth. So it is said, when the prarabdha fructifies, when the prarabdha of jiva, all these jiva, we, in the prelate time, we will go in the seedal form. Everything will be there in seedal form. That account is not destroyed, karma account. It continues. It continues. That computer never fails. For millions of lives, it is continuing. So when our prarabdha fructifies, at that time, Lord has to give me birth, a body to enjoy and suffer, and also the field. He has to give me the field also, where I will enjoy or suffer. So then the creation comes into existence.
Antapurusha rupena, kala rupena yovahihi. Samanvete sa sattvanam bhagavan atma mayaya.
Antaha, within. Within all of us, purusrupena. Purusrupena, as a atma, as a jiva, as a consciousness, he is inside us. Antaha purusrupena. And kal rupena yobahi. And outside, he is kal, he is time. Same Bhagwan is time also. Samanvet, he exists. So inside he exists as a atma in all being, and outside as a kal, esa he, sattvanam of jeev, Bhagwan atmamaya, because of his atma, he takes the help of maya sakti, and outside he expresses as kal, as a time, and inside he is there as an atma. So in this way, Lord by his own maya abides unaffected within all living beings as Purush. He is inside all of us but unaffected. Why is unaffected? You have to contact Premalji. He will explain. He is unaffected. Purush. And outside them, Eska. You see, in Bhagavad Gita also, he is there in everybody. Aham atma gudakesa sarv bhutasastha. It is said in Bhagavad Gita, same thing. I am present in everybody, in all beings. All beings, he is present. In Mundak Upanishad, it is said he is like two birds are sitting on a same tree, like a Paramatma and Jivatma. Both are there in us. And a beautiful dialogue is going to come. A beautiful dialogue is going to come. Is Jantu Vacha. Jantu means when we are in the womb, at that time, Jantu, the Jeev, is talking to Paramatma. This Jeev, before birth, he is talking to Paramatma. He knows Paramatma at that time. And he talks to Paramatma also at that time. So there are two things in us. One is the Paramatma, another is the Jeevatma. In Mundaka Upanishad, it is a two birds. One is sitting on the higher branch, the other is sitting on the lower branch. What this lower branch bird is doing? It is eating the fruits of the tree. Sometimes it is bitter, and sometimes it is sweet, eat. And what the other Paramatma is doing, other bird is just seeing what he is doing. So this lower bird is suffering and enjoying. And Paramatma, other bird sitting on the higher branch, just seeing what is going on. So both Paramatma and Jivatma is inside us. In Gita it is said, Upadrashta Hanumanta cha Bharta Bhokta Maheshwara. I am there as a Upadrashta, Hanumanta, Bharta, Bhokta and Maheshwara. What is this? So this Supreme Purusha's body is called spectator Upadrashta. Upadrashta, he is just seeing, like the bird sitting on the higher branch. Upadrashta, he is seeing. And Hanumanta, he is permitting. He is permitting Jeev. Jeev is living because of that Paramatma only. He is getting consciousness from whom? From Paramatma. So, aapko achha kaam karna hai, kharaab kaam karna hai, Paramatma will give you the power, sentience. Okay. Lelo. So, he is Hanumanta, permitter. And Bharta, he is supporter also. And Bhokta, he is enjoyer. Inside he is enjoying. Jivatma is enjoying. In the form of a Jivatma, he is enjoying. And Maheshwara, he is the great Lord also. Great Lord also. So it is the Jivatma who enjoys and suffers and not Paramatma. We have to be very clear. It is the Jivatma which enjoys and suffers. Who is this Jivatma? Is the ego. Where is this ego? Ego is in the Antakaran. Who is suffering? Where are we enjoying and suffering? In the Antakaran. All sukh and dukkha are happening in Antakaran. Antakaran. And where is Paramatma? He is not Jivatma. He is not in the Antakaran. He is different from Antakaran. He is illuminating all the thoughts. He is Paramatma. And that Paramatma is not affected by the actions of Jivatma. So Lord is very compassionate. Jeev, when illusioned by Maya and forgets Paramatma, he goes under the cycle of birth and death. Yehi to hai. We have forgotten Paramatma. I am Brahman, I am forgotten that. And the job of Shastra is to tell all of us that we all are Brahman only, we are not Jivatma, we are that Brahman. That is the job of Shastra. Again and again, we have forgotten whom? Our permanent relative. Who is our permanent relative? Not auntie is my permanent relative. Permanent relative is only for this life. Who is permanent relative? The Atman. That Atman was there me with my previous life and millions of previous lives. In each life, that same Atman was with me. So, but the moment he remembers his permanent relationship with the Lord, he starts serving Lord. He is liberated. He is liberated. In Sundarkand it comes, Sanmukh hoi jeeva mohi jabahi, janma koti aganasahi tabahi. Sanmukh. Sanmukh. We are all bimukh. Like you are all Sanmukh of Radha Krishna. See? I am bimukh. So he says, jeeva jab sanmukh hoi. Jeeva sanmukh hoi means, all jiva are all reveling in OET. Outside, external, extrovert. Everybody is extrovert. And where is Bhagavan? Inside. Inside. So when his jiva takes a U-turn, U-turn means from extrovert to introvert. If you want to see Paramatma, what do you have to do? Paramatma is not outside. You can't see with the open eyes. You have to know him first inside. Then after knowing with the open eyes, you will be able to see outside also. So if I want to know my Atman, what we have to do? We have to take a U-turn. We have to close our organs of perception, organs of action. Five organs of perception, five organs of chup se baithna hoga. Mind also, antakaran chatushtaya also, you have to close. And think of what? Not world. Then you will come to know. Janma koti agan asaita bhai, and all koti janmas, all the pap you have done, all gone in one. The moment you come to know him, all sanchit karma gone. We all have studied in tattva. Same thing. Same thing. In Ramayana also says the same thing. Bhagavat also says the same thing. The purpose of all of them is to somehow we should go there. Somehow we should reach there. So according to Sankhya Darshan, Lord is inside in all beings and outside he is in the form of Kaal. Kaal. Acha. In Bhagavad Gita also says, Kaalah kalayatam aham. Bhagavan says, Kaalah kalayatam. So time among the recorders. So time is in Vyavahar only, but know it for sure there is no time in Paramatma. Paramatma is Kalatit. Beyond time. Beyond time is what? Time has got no effect on Paramatma. Because time is also a Maya creation. Maya creation. And he is Kalatit. Why he is Kalatit? Because there is no Janma Mrityu. Usko time ka koi lagta hi nahi hai. Kal affects us only and nobody else. Now Mahatattva and Hiranyagarbha is going to come. We will see in our next class. From Abhyakta, how it is coming. You all have heard this thing. But in Kapil Sankhya Darshan, it is very nicely described. You know, very clearly described. And from this Sankhya Darshan, even Vedanta has taken this part. Therefore, you will find in Tattvabodh or everywhere, or in Upanishad also, same thing you will find. It is so nicely explained here. So we will see how the Mahatta Tattva or Hiranyagarbha, all these things came. One by one, we will see there. Om.
Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.